Recording. Okay, we have with us Anne McIntyre, and Anne heads up the parliamentary prayer team in the Scottish Parliament, and Anne's up in Inverness at the Connecting Scotland conference. So we've got a chance to speak to her. Hello, Anne.
Hello, Colin. Lovely to see you again.
Yes, and you too. Anne, could you tell us just what you believe God is doing in Scotland at this time, especially in matters parliamentary?
Well, what I have on my heart, Colin, because the Spirit has really put it there just about the last 6 weeks, is that a desperate cry needs to go up from the people. I heard it in November after a particular vote in the Scottish Parliament, which was really encouraging. The 99 votes that we had voted for against Christian prayer 8 years ago, it was reversed when 99 actually voted for Christmas to be kept as special. And to me, that was like a reversal. And then after that, the Lord really just quickened in my spirit this cry which I heard of the people. And so I looked it up, and it was the Israelites when they were crying out to God when they were in Egypt. And it says there that God heard their cry. They heard their groan. And I believe what God is asking today for the people of Scotland is when we are desperate enough to cry out to God with that cry, then he will begin to move in response to that. Because that scripture in Exodus 2 says that God heard the cry of the people, he remembered his covenant, and he acted, and he went on to raise up Moses as the leader. And I believe that as we cry, God will then move and begin to raise up his leaders in this land so his voice is heard again. And of course, we're looking to him to move sovereignly in our nation, because we're absolutely cast upon him as we see the devastation that is happening and the falling of the pillars of society that are falling all around us in our nation.
Right, Anne. So really what you're saying is reflecting what we heard today, that we need to be broken, we need to be emptied in order to be filled. Is that right?
Absolutely. I mean, it just finishes, it really completely flows on from what Tommy has been saying to us in both of these sermons, that the dry bones and also this filling up with the new wine. But it's just completely, really, you know, it just follows on from that, this desperate cry that God wants to hear his people again. And it's not the world, it's the church. It's the church, yeah.
So really what you're saying is within the church, we need to be on our knees before God, crying out to him for a sovereign move. Is that
indeed
right?
That's it in a nutshell, Colin, yes.
Well, thank you, Anne, and God bless you in all you're doing. And we're grateful that God has placed you and your prayer team right in the heart of our government. And we pray support for you.
Thank you, Colin. It's an absolute privilege to be able to do that. And for anyone who wants to know what the current issues are and to be able to join with us specifically, then just send an email to me, ann.pps@btinternet.com, or go onto our website, which is www.ppscotland.com, and you can have the information, and then that unifies the church, and we can hear this cry getting louder and louder together as a nation.
Amen. Thank you, Anne. God bless you.